made up into a little dropper bottle that has a lid that you can remove. Okay, and into that I would like you to drop a few drops of betadine concentrate, okay, like so. Then you put the dropper lid back, and it has another lid that goes on top, and that you basically twice a day, and if you're going in, you basically drop it into each nostril, okay, and that will help dilute. Even better than this is if you make up a saline nasal rinse. And you can get these nasal rinsing bottles, okay, that look something like this. And in that, I have just put 250 mils of water that has been boiled in the kettle and cooled down. And to that, I am going to add half a teaspoon of bicarb soda and half a teaspoon of salt, okay? And I've already added that into this. And in addition to that, I'm going to put in a few drops of betadine concentrate. And so with this, what you do is you do it over the sink, you lean over the sink, you direct the flow of the nasal washer back towards your throat as you enter your nose, and the saline fluid will flush through and come out the other nostril and out of your mouth, and will help again reduce that viral load. Okay, so there we have reduction in viral load. So already we've been through the first principle is priming your immune system, and the second principle is reduction in viral load. Now another way which we can reduce the viral load, before I forget, is steam inhalation. This is very important and can also help with symptoms such as reduction in sense of smell. It's good to put a little dollop of Vicks into a bowl, pour some boiling water over it, cover your head with a towel, and take steam, and do that twice a day. So now I want to get on to the most important topic I wanted to cover today, which is breathing exercises. Now, in order to explain breathing exercises, I just wanted to just go through a little bit about what actually your lung looks like. Now, your lungs, which take up most of your chest cavity, basically are like a big sponge, okay? More shaped a little bit like this on either side. So as you can see, our lungs are smaller at the top and bigger at the base, and most of the airways are actually located at your back, all right? Now, because of this, if you are to collect any fluid in your lungs, that fluid with gravity is going to concentrate at the base of the lungs, so right at the back, okay? And it is very important that we do breathing exercises to make sure that there is no fluid accumulating at the base of the lungs, and we are emptying our lungs adequately to try and prevent collapse of these little air spaces right at the bottom. So in order to do that, it is very important that we breathe well, okay? Now, in the breathing mechanism, the most important thing for you to focus on is expiration, or breathing out, okay? Now, this is because when you breathe out, you are emptying your lungs of any, you're emptying your lungs as much as possible. And it's the same as if you were to imagine that the oxygen that you want to take in is water that you want to take in and fill this sponge. You want to fill this sponge with as much oxygen as possible. So in order to do that, you first need to clear out any of the old water that is already sitting there, okay, that contains carbon dioxide. So we're going to, I'm just going to show you and demonstrate with this sponge as I do it. So I'm going to take a big breath out first. I'm going to hold it there. And I'm going to take a big breath in, and I'm going to hold it there. Okay? Now, this is a very important thing to remember and to practice. When you are doing something such as box breathing, which is breathing all the way out for 3 seconds, hold. Imagine that you're drawing a box. As you're breathing out, 1, 2, 3, hold. You draw the line up. Then breathe in, 1, 2, 3, hold. You draw the line down. Okay, so this is a very important thing for you to practice when you are well. Now, when you are sick, it is very important that you do some exercises that will help maintain the space, those little sacs at the bottom of your lungs, and keep them open and patent and not collapsing down with fluid. Okay, so I have a very good exercise which was given to me by a very very clever anaesthetist mum of one of my classmates. Her name is Dr. Gracie Ong, and she is in Malaysia, and she's given this great tip of blowing balloons, which is a method of simulating what they do with a ventilator and opening up.